the first man in space, the first man to orbit the Earth, the first man to walk on the moon. You may know those pioneers, and you may never have given a second thought to the fact they are all men. This U.S. researcher thought it should perhaps be the other gender who made those missions. The Secretive Astronaut Program is next on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. The United States' first astronauts were men, but Margaret Weidekamp, curator at the National Air and Space Museum, says there were some who thought females were the right gender for the job.
It was not a secret program, but it was a privately funded program, and there was the same doctor who had tested the Mercury astronauts for physical fitness to see if they were fit enough to go into space, was interested in the question of whether women would actually be better suited to be astronauts.
There were good reasons why females in space make good sense.
They're on the average lighter, they're smaller, they require less food, less water, less oxygen. There were medical tests that showed that women were better in confinement and isolation.
William Randolph Lovelace did the original testing of the Mercury astronauts. He decided women should be tested too.
When these women pilots received letters, they were very aware that even though it didn't say NASA on the masthead, they were very aware that this was the doctor who was working closely with NASA on figuring out the physical qualifications for spaceflight.
Soon, others were given the same tests as the Mercury astronauts.
They invited 25. 17 were able to free themselves up from either work or family obligations and come out. Out of that, they ended up with a group of 13 who actually passed all of the same tests given to the Mercury astronauts.
Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space in 1961. Americans had yet to enter space as those women underwent their testing.
The Mercury astronauts had been selected in 1959, and so they were testing and training and getting ready, and this was really a private program to put women through the testing phase.
So what happened to the program and the women who passed the tests? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.